perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Boss Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to Changing Perspectives. Firstly, I would like to take the opportunity to wish all the beautiful ladies a happy Women's Day. It is the 9th of August, and we are celebrating all the beautiful women in South Africa for Women's Day. I sincerely hope that the rest of the month of August will be a month of prosperity, a month of favor, and a month of extreme blessing in your life. Because it's Women's Day, I wanted to talk to all the ladies and remind you of your superpower. I wanted to talk to you about your ability to be who God has called you to be. So many times we forget our superpower. So many times we forget that we are women. So many times we forget the influence and the change we bring in the lives around us. In Luke 2:19, the Bible says, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. When I looked at the scripture, it spoke to me of a woman who loves her child, a woman who kept certain things that were spoken to her for the future. Now, when the angel of the Lord appeared unto Mary, telling her about the birth of Jesus, who he is, and what his purpose is, Mary did not necessarily know all these things. But I love what the Bible says. The Bible says that she kept these things in her heart. She did not discard it. She did not let it go. Even though she may not have understood it, she kept it in her heart. She kept who Jesus was and is, and his purpose is within her heart. Mary was the perfect incubator for the purpose of Jesus' destiny. And that is why the angels came and they spoke to her. They spoke to her to prepare her for that which is to come. At the right time, she persuades Jesus that he needs to step out. And what does Jesus do? At a time where he says to his mother, "Woman, my time has not come yet." She persuades him at a wedding to perform his first miracle, and he turns water into wine. And that is the superpower that women have. Women have the ability to carry something on the inside of them that has been given to them or spoken to them, and they have the ability to bring results. Women, do you know that you are called to carry things so that others may walk and fulfill their purpose? Do you know that you have power on the inside of you to persuade others to become a greater representation of themselves? Do you understand just how powerful you are? Many times you may not use your superpower. But today I want to remind you of who you are and what it is that you bring into the lives of others. You know that you have a womb. You have a womb, and that is why you are called woman. You are the one who carries destinies. You are the one who incubates destinies. You are the one who sees to the expansion and the multiplication of others. Because it is in you, when something is placed on the inside of you, it doesn't stay the same. It becomes more. It becomes better. It becomes complete. It moves into a place of completion. If you put a seed in a woman, If you put a seed in the womb of a woman, she produces a baby. She brings the complete picture. Give her ingredients, and she may just produce either a cake or bread or whatever needs to be produced. You see, as a woman, you are greater than you may think. You are important for this generation. You are important for your city. You are important for your society. You are important for the people that surrounds you. Because once they place something inside of you, you have the capacity to give them something greater. It's important, ladies, to understand that you have been called to facilitate destinies, just like Mary did. Now, suddenly you're asking the question, what did you say? How will I do that? I'm not a mother, or I'm not a mother yet. Do you realize that you have the ability as a woman to impact others that are around you? You don't need to be a natural mother to be a facilitator of destiny or to be an incubator. You are born to facilitate destiny. You are born to be an incubator. Once something touches you, once you take something in, you create something phenomenal out of it. And that is what you need to realize, woman, that you are great beyond your own understanding. You carry a flame that can light up nations and cities. You carry the ability to bring people together. You are woman. You can carry the dreams of those whom you love and bring greater clarity to them. That is who you are. You are so much more than your current state. Believe in what is on the inside of you. Believe in the power that God has given to you. You know, I remember before I was a mother and a wife, I already had the superpower of facilitating destiny in the lives of others. I already had the superpower of influencing people. I remember time after time after time after time, our family and friends would often come to me and they would share with me things that were very close to their hearts, things that they felt they wanted to walk into, things that they at times felt they couldn't accomplish. I would often sit and I would listen to these people. And there was something on the inside of me that was just so filled with compassion, and it was a burden that didn't want to leave me. I remember often praying for these people. I remember that I would be able to pray for them. And after praying, God would give me certain things. And I would come back to them with something that was more comprehensive. Something that they could chew on. Something that they could understand. Something that would take them to their next. Something that would help them and would be a solution for where God is taking them to. You know, ladies, we should never underestimate ourselves as young women. Don't think that you don't have the power or the authority or the influence to be a facilitator of destiny for others. You are a woman. You have been created with a unique gift, and that is to multiply within the lives of others. That is to make them better, bigger, stronger. That is to take them to the place of their calling. So don't underestimate who you are. Don't look at yourself as a mere mortal, because you have a superpower, young woman. You are born for a time such as this. You are born to bring solutions and birth solutions, just like Esther did to her nation. You are a carrier of destiny. You are a woman of splendor, a woman of influence. So, young girl, never look at yourself and say, but I'm not a natural mother. How do I facilitate destiny? It starts before you become a mother. And then to the dear woman out there who are all mothers, I want to say to you today, this is your season and this is your time to allow God to speak to you about your children, to allow God to pray through you and to give your children the compliments that they require in this season. Through you, these things can be done. Don't ever say that my child is finished. So many say that they are useless. That is not the language of the facilitator of a destiny. That is not how you speak. Your child has someone that can birth their destiny, and that is found in you, woman of God. There is something in them that God has whispered to you in your ear. Something that you do not want to let go of. Something that may look like it is completely different to their current state. But God told you something about your children. And it is time for you to listen to that whisper that has come into your ear, to listen to the promises of God over your children, to listen to God concerning the purpose of your children. Find courage, dear woman, to help them, just like Mary helped Jesus and persuaded him into his destiny. Now is your time to persuade them into their purpose and their destiny. Your child has been given to you not only for you to birth them into this world, but for you to birth them into their destiny. Let your oxygen become their oxygen. Let your oxygen start flowing into their lives and those around you, woman. You are the oxygen that they need to fulfill the purpose and the promise of God. Look at yourself again. You are powerful. You have a superpower. You have the ability to facilitate destinies. You have the capacity to make others live and breathe again. So live. Live with God and allow Him to live through you so that your superpower can start facilitating the destiny of those around you. Let us go into a time of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I speak life over each and every woman hearing the sound of my voice. I pray that they would rise up. I pray that they would be filled with the heart and the purpose and the plan of God for those who are surrounding them. Father, that they would not look to the left nor to the right, but that they would look up, Father, understanding that their help comes from the Lord, their clarity comes from the Lord, their purpose comes from the Lord, Father, that they would no longer, Father, think and worry about the things of this world, savor the things of this world, Father, but the things from above would be the things in their heart so that they can lead those into the place that they should go. Father, I speak life over these women. If they have lost purpose in any way, if they feel depleted in any way and that they cannot move on or they are not bringing life or light to anybody, Today, Father, things changes and they begin to see themselves in the image of God. And so I decree and I declare that right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are moving back into your purpose and your destiny, and that is to expand and increase others as you lead them into their destiny. I speak that over you, woman of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Changing Perspectives. I want to remind you once again that the Changing Perspectives book, Changing Perspectives Every Day, is available on Amazon. Please do get your copy and be blessed on a daily basis. God bless you until we meet again. Bye-bye.